The coronavirus has pushed major brands like Adidas, Old Navy, and Disney to sell new products. They're now in the business of making face masks. Same with countless smaller sellers on the e-commerce website Etsy, who pivoted to meet the soaring demand for masks even before some of the big companies. Orjen Rushanian is the manager of Zhen Linen in Los Angeles, a family-owned linen service for large events that started selling handmade face masks back in April. She joins me now. Orjen, what was business like before you started selling masks?
Well, we didn't have any business coming in because all the events were stopped. Before the pandemic, we were selling linen, tablecloths, napkins, table runners, drapery, since we work on really big events, over 300 people. Mm-hmm. And all events had stopped. We had to figure out something else. And once the mayor had announced that he wants to see all residents wearing cloth face masks, that's when we started. So I remember he announced it on April 7th. It took us about 2 days to come up with our design and how we're going to do it. And then we announced on April 9th that we're going to start selling them. And from then it took off.
And when you say it took off, what kind of numbers have you seen in terms of sales?
In April and the beginning of May, it boomed. So overall, we sold about 31,000 face masks.
Wow.
That may not sound like a big number for a large company, but for us, that's huge for a month. We saw sales in April that we've never seen before. That was our best month that we've seen to date. And that also goes to show that we were able to react to the market really quickly, and that because we are producing in LA, we don't outsource anything. So we have that advantage of being able to produce rapidly here in LA.
Well, and were you selling mostly to people in LA or all over the country?
No, so we were selling on Etsy, eBay for a moment, and we were also selling locally too, but local sales in LA weren't as much as it was on Etsy. So it was mainly e-commerce. And Etsy lets us sell worldwide. So at first, we started only United States. We saw sales everywhere.
Wow.
And then we recently opened up channels to international. It's slow internationally, but there are still orders.
Well, and now that we're in June and some places around the United States have started to open up again, has demand for the masks kept up or is it plateauing now that people have already bought masks?
Yeah, demand is slow now. There is still demand for it, but it's not how we saw it in April. It's not the same.
Well, so what do you plan to do? Are you going to stay in the mask business for a while, or do you plan to go back to linens and the kinds of things you were doing before?
We're able to do both. We're still going to be selling masks until probably the end of the year, until we see demand has really shifted into like nothing anymore. So we're still going to be able to provide masks and sell them. We might come out with new styles, maybe incorporate some embroidering into our masks. So if someone wants a custom mask with their name, we can be able to do that. We're looking into that. So we still want to expand, but we don't want a large inventory, just surplus. We want to be able to also get everything out of our warehouse to prepare it for whenever events do open up again, that we have space for our regular business, because we specialize in our linen supply and we still have events that we have planned for the end of the year and for next year. So we do hope to go back to our normal business and we do hope that this is a temporary time for us.
Now, you're dealing with something that a lot of small businesses have started to deal with more and more during this crisis, which is that you make a product, you use a bigger company like Etsy in this case to sell, and then in some cases, they get a cut of the money that's coming in. And in the case of Etsy, the company angered some sellers when they announced a new ad policy this year that automatically advertises sellers' products and then takes a 12 to 15% cut of the revenue that ad makes. What's your feeling about that?
It's difficult to say because I understand that there's a platform they give us to sell and that we don't have to go out there and look for buyers. Etsy gives us that platform. They give us the buyers. There's a lot that goes behind the website that we don't see. But I think it's a little bit too harsh and they should come up with a different type of a solution to the advertising than to just charge small businesses and individuals without letting them opt out.
Do you wear a mask everywhere you go?
In public, yes. But if I am not around people, no.
Yeah. They're not that comfortable.
No, not at all.
And this is from a mask maker.
And especially in Los Angeles, it's 90 degrees outside here. So it's difficult to breathe in them.
That is Orjen Rushanian, who is the manager of Zhen Linen in Los Angeles, which started selling handmade face masks on Etsy back in April. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Mask maker, make me a mask. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.